This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this year, the Ozark Natural Science Center, a large swath of land in remote Madison County, was in trouble. After 2 decades of hosting groups of fifth graders for overnight educational field trips, the center was on the verge of closing. Ken Ewing is a board member with ONSC and one of the earliest drivers for the creation of the center. He says, in a way, the center had become a victim of its own success.
A business model that was not sustainable long term. You know, what we charge the schools and what our costs were definitely two different things. And, you know, volume wasn't our friend. You know, the more students we did, the more we lost.
There was a true danger the center would be closed. But Ken Ewing and other supporters launched a campaign to raise $1 million to help make the ONSC sustainable. The effort began privately in April and publicly a month later. He says the fundraising work has already helped bring in $830,000 in a few months, and he says there is a plan to top off the campaign within a few more months. The board and staff are combining the money raised with an overhaul of operations, consolidating some things and subcontracting some tasks that used to be done in-house. Ken Ewing says one thing has very much remained the same, a commitment to the programming provided. Rob Seal, the program manager at ONSC, says programming for visiting fifth graders will be similar but better.
We really want to integrate as much as we can into the whole school year and help the curriculum of the teachers. So we've been looking a lot at fifth grade science standards, and you know, they're the new next generation national science standards that hopefully will be picked up by Arkansas in the next couple of years. And so we're looking ahead to those standards to start tying that into our programming, which naturally fits pretty closely because it's more focused on the experiential ed. So that's the programming side. Our functional side, one of our changes that we're making is we're no longer going to be inside for our lunches whenever weather can help it. Helps cut costs, but doing sack lunches allows us an extra 2 hours on the trail to do what we're out there to do.
The first group this school year will arrive in mid-September, and the overnight trip should continue through fall and into spring. Rob Seal says the staff is embracing technology that didn't exist when the center opened in the early 90s. That, he says, will allow ONSC to not just welcome visitors, but to travel into classrooms and living rooms as well.
Providing online videos of basically educational spots, different Ozark flora and fauna, or different science terms, or we're just going to cover the gambit so that the teachers and the students at home can tie back into the Science Center and keep visiting us and keep learning.
There are 16 full-time and seasonal employees at the center. Over the past 20-plus years, more than 45,000 students from around Northwest Arkansas have spent time at ONSC. But the center has always had a few fundraising hurdles to overcome, including a location well away from main thoroughfares, an out-of-sight, out-of-mind sort of dilemma. But Ken Ewing, an ONSC board member, says when the financial crisis reached its peak earlier this year, a decision was made to gauge community support.
And we found that was incredible. People really reached out. They want us to operate, and the staff really did all the hard work of figuring out how to maintain or improve our programs and not compromise the quality of programming at all and still cut our costs.
Matthew Miller is the new executive director of the ONSC. He's been on the job for about a week, but he says he comes with more than 30 years' experience in the industry. He says the Science Center should be even stronger than ever as school districts in the region adopt stricter and more aggressive science curriculum.
This is something that's impacting at a national level, and to have ONSC being on the cutting edge here in Arkansas of already having this correlation in place for our curriculum is something that can really give the classroom teacher a lot of ammunition when they go to the PTOs, their principals, the school boards, and say, look, this is a valuable experience. This is what our students can get, and this is how it correlates to what I do in the classroom. So we're supporting those classroom teachers through our programs.
The staff at ONSC also sees a huge side benefit to the time the students spend outside, that is, just being outside. A 2004 study conducted by researchers at the University of Michigan suggests the average American child between the ages of 6 and 17 spends no more than 7 minutes a day engaged in outdoor, unstructured activity, that is, play not related to organized sports leagues or other regulated activity. That study, and others like it, have led the National Wildlife Federation to start a Be Out There campaign. Ken Ewing says the overnight expeditions for fifth graders goes a long way.
And so in the day and a half that they're there, we give them the equivalent of about a third of a year outdoors based on the national average. And that's just kind of mind-blowing, one, to think that they would only average only 7 minutes a day outdoors, but then to think that you can get a third of a year outside in the two-day experience with ONSC. It's great for the students, and it's great for the teachers and also the parents that come along as chaperones.
Confirming that day and a half stay at ONSC does mean children will begin to spend more time outside is difficult, but Ewing says the center wants to spend more time in the future, determining outcome assessment.
That's part of what the fundraising is going for. We have a new distance learning model that will help us be able to measure outcome on a long-term basis. Ideally, what we'd like to be is a pipeline for these young people so that we can influence them in the sciences and measure their growth in knowledge through their junior high, high school experience. And we know that it has an impact because we have students that have gone on to teach at ONSC. We have students that are teaching at the community college.
The summer has been unusually quiet at ONSC, but has allowed staff and volunteers a chance to spruce up the buildings and trails on the campus. August 24th, there will be a second volunteer day when the Ozark Natural Science Center will offer hammers, paintbrushes, rakes, and other tools to anybody wanting to help get the place ready for the new school season. Ken Ewing says the summer respite has had its own charm, but he's ready to bring back the kids.
There's still nothing like being there when the bus rolls up. If we could get every potential supporter to come to the center and enjoy that moment with the young people.
Ewing says the fact that ONSC will open for another school season in just about a month is amazing. And he says that the credit goes far and wide.
I've never seen a board of directors that's been any more engaged than this board has been. And they put in literally thousands of hours working, looking at all the opportunities that are out there. And it wasn't just the board. We've had other people with other not-for-profit organizations that have stepped up and helped us take a relook at how we do things and becoming sustainable. As you know, the pressure on being able to raise money is insane out there. And there's so many good causes that what we finally figured out was the only way we can do it is bring this thing to a fully sustainable operation of net zero. And so we're doing that. And we've analyzed every item.
There are also programs for adults and families at ONSC. And you can learn more about the center at its website, ONSC.us.